St. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Dear friends in Christ, dear baptized and forgiven and loved by God, if we were to expect to get through our entire life being loved by every person in our life and being loved perfectly, we might say that that's simply unrealistic, perhaps even crazy to expect that. Unfortunately, we live in a world where love is often lacking. Today, it seems like the love of getting things and having things, earthly things, is supreme. But loving God with all our heart, loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, we must admit that often that is put aside. It's put on the back burner. I'll do that later. Yet our hope and our strength is that although the love of man often fails, God's love toward us never fails. God's love toward you is always perfect, always enduring. And it does have the power to change people's hearts. It is the same love that sent His Son to be our Redeemer and to provide forgiveness for our every sin and every lack of love. By grace, God has once again gathered you and I together today around His means of grace so that we might be strengthened and be comforted by His word of love, that your faith might be nourished and fed, that you and I might grow in love and forgiveness. Today, once again, we partake of that true body and blood of the Savior for the assurance of sins forgiven, for the assurance of God's love for us, for the strengthening of faith. The night in which Jesus was betrayed, the night in which He instituted this supper of salvation, Jesus spoke of remembering Him, remembering His love, remembering His sacrifice for us all. That's the source of all true love, His willingness to bear our sin all the way to the cross, His submission to the Father's will, laying down His life for us all, only to take it up again and promise that just as surely as He lives, we too will rise and will live. His love conquers all, and His love continues to remain with you by His word. His love continues to assure you Everything needful for salvation is complete. And simply believe. Continue to believe. And you will be saved. Paul writes, "May Christ dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend and to know the love of Christ." Today, like usual, as we might expect, the Pharisees do not approach Christ with true love in the heart. They don't approach Him with love for God's Word or love for their neighbor. They approach Christ with love for themselves. Earlier the same day, they had already tried to trap Jesus in His words. After that, then the Sadducees come and try to trap Him too. Jesus puts them to silence also, and so then the Pharisees come back a second time, hoping to trap Him again. "Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" They wanted Jesus to pick just one, perhaps so that then they could say, "Well, yep, I've kept that one. I'm good. I'm good to go." Or to trap Him into picking one so that they could accuse Him then of holding the other commandments not so high, or like trying to disregard them. Much to their surprise, Jesus did not pick one. He didn't really even pick two, as it might seem. Jesus chose them all by saying, "Love God and love your neighbor," because that's the entire Ten Commandments summarized into two. Scripture has summarized those two even further by saying simply love is the fulfillment of the law. An appropriate question at this time then would be, have we done that? Have we loved as God has called us to love? "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength." So do we daily pray to Him? Or do we find it easier to simply turn on the TV and use that to find fulfillment? In His invitation to take all our cares and concerns to Him, have we ever thought even once, "Well, yeah, okay, I'll do that, but I'll do that later"? When opportunity comes, do we share the love of Christ, that love that took Him all the way to the cross? Are we always leaning not to our own understanding, even when God's Word doesn't seem to jive with what we think life should be? Are we always glad to hear and learn His Word, even when it calls on us to change our life, our behavior? Do we love God with everything we have, always seeking first His kingdom, always seeking first His will, His righteousness first and foremost? Or do we find it easy to seek our own earthly things first? What about our neighbor? What about our neighbor who lives right next to us and who rubs us the wrong way? Maybe we can't even hardly stand to be near him. But Jesus says to love also our enemies as we love ourselves. Do we then put the best construction on that neighbor's every action and word, always seeking to reconcile with him when we are at odds, showing him the same forgiveness that we want shown toward us? Scripture says clearly, true love is always patient and kind, not easily provoked, bears all things, endures all things. Is that the love that we always have in our heart? Many say, well, maybe I can admit that I haven't always shown that true love perfectly, but come on, I'm basically good at heart and I'm usually kind. Most of the time, I love. But is that what Jesus' word says? That we are to love most of the time? Jesus says that God actually requires absolute perfect love. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Our hope and our faith does not come from our own struggle to love. Christ is the only Savior, and He is the only source of all true love, perfect love. He comes back with a question of his own. He has a way of getting right to the point, right to the foundation of true faith and love. He says, what think ye of Christ? What do we think of the Messiah? How can he be both David's son and David's Lord? Being born of the Virgin Mary, Mary was a direct descendant of David, so Jesus was David's son, being a son of Mary. That's not too difficult to understand, but being conceived by the power of God's Spirit, Jesus had a divine Father. And that takes faith to believe, God-given faith. So as a true man, Jesus lived under the law. That law that requires absolute, perfect love. He lived under that law to fulfill its every demand on us. And he always loved his Father, always submitted to his will, even when it meant he must lay down his life for us all. Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. He always loved us all, too, with that perfect love, even forgiving those who spit on him. forgiving those who crucified him. Jesus fulfilled the law of love. As true God, Jesus was able to be forsaken of his Father on the cross, the true punishment for our sin, and still rise from the grave to never die again, and promise that we too will rise. Believers in Christ, you have been born again into Christ's perfect life of love. He promises to remain with you as we continue to struggle in this world where love is surely lacking. The movies would have us believe in this hope of a fairy tale, earthly human love that will never fail. But it does. Jesus alone loved us with that perfect love. He promises to remain with us in that love. And he continues to create new desires, new love and strength in our heart by his word and spirit. Surely Jesus would not give his all for us on the cross and then say, "Well, I did my part, and now it's all up to you to struggle in a world where love is lacking." Jesus Christ overcame, and he continues to help us overcome by remaining with us, even living inside of us by his word and spirit, continuing to nourish and strengthen that true saving faith in our heart. In this life, our inability to love perfectly will remain, but Jesus has overcome, and by his word, by his grace, by his love, we continue to grow as he continues to work in us by his spirit and word. May Christ dwell in your hearts by faith, Scripture says, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend and to know the love of Christ. May he continue to strengthen us and keep us then in that love. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.